I went to start a telephone one time to call him, to him, let's not go. And then I thought, well, if he can stand it, I can.
That's fine.
And when he started, he said, now put on that pair of stockings, don't have one hole in them.
Oh.
I said, I want you to know I've got stockings, don't have one hole in them. He said, oh, come. I said, somebody gave them to me Christmas, and I'm not warm. He said, wear them tonight.
That's
so that's the way they got me over that dress thing.
Now, what was the house you were born in? Where is that?
Right here.
Is that the house?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah. Now, my daddy wasn't born in that house. He was born in one of granddaddy had built up Tenches Creek about 2 miles up there.
Did you ever see it?
On instead of going, when you turn, Bethel, when you turn left to go to Bruce's, you went right straight on up that road.
Was that house still up when you were a child?
No, I can't remember anything about it. Yes, I can,
too.
I do remember the house it was in St. Gilman. Lived in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
What was that like inside?
Well, it was a room. In that day, it was kind of a real nice little house. It was kind of long, and had a kitchen and a dining room, and then 2 bedrooms, but they're so long. You just went out of one room.
Right. One is in a row.
Yeah,
huh?
A long house.
Uh-huh. It was called a long house.
And it wasn't
It was a frame house, but it wasn't painted.
Now, what was in the kitchen?
A fireplace.
And
what?
Don't believe me. When they were there, Mona didn't have any stove. The time I could remember, Aunt Jane Gilman had what they called a little step stove to cook. It come up 2 eyes here, and then it come up raised a little, and 2 eyes up there.
Uh-huh. And they you call those eyes the thing?
Yeah, four little eyes, and then the oven. And it was a cute little thing. I can remember that.
What did you call that part of the fireplace that came out on the floor? Like this. Come
on. Well, now it came. It stood up on legs.
Mm-hmm.
Stood up on little legs. I guess
that was the stove.
Uh-huh.
I mean the fireplace.
Oh, the fireplace had a great big took in one end of the house.
And did it have a thing out in front of it there?
Yeah, a hearth made out of rock, flat rock.
And then how about up above it?
Mantel.
Did you ever call that anything else?
Fireboard.
Okay. And then inside the thing that you hung the
a crane.
Uh huh.
And the pot song.
Uh huh. Yeah. And then the two things that held the
log irons.
All right. And the a big piece of wood, a big piece of wood that maybe would burn for several days.
A back log.
Okay. And the
small. We used to use that here in this old big fireplace.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, you have fireplaces.
Yeah.
did this house have a fireplace before?
Yeah, that's always had a fireplace.
When you were a little girl, was that? The only kind of heat you had was from the fireplace?
Yeah, and a little cook stove. They had a little cook stove to burn wood.
I see.
And I can remember my daddy ever eating, and he'd bring in the back log. Sometimes he couldn't lift it, it's so big he'd roll it.
Uh-huh.
And then he'd bring this part that had burned out from the night and day before down, and then put that back log back up, and then put these little pieces on the dogger, which was hot. And a few little pieces, and you just had a big fire all night.
Uh-huh. And then the smoke went up there.
Went up that chimney. That's the same old chimney. Somebody asked me just yesterday, how old do you reckon those brick are? And I said, they're way over 100 because my daddy would...